Good afternoon and welcome to the Boldness on 3CR 8:55 AM. My name is Rafael Caleb. The Boldness is a platform for lived experience of disability, for people with a disability to speak about what has been happening and events. Now, today, before we start, we're going to just remind people, during July, it actually is Disability Pride Month, and with all the disability activists and all the advocates, which go back for a long, long time, which all started in Australia in the 1970s, we recently had the first raising of the Disability Pride flag, which happened on July the 8th, a couple of days ago. And that's almost a culmination of 50 years of work. And people like Larissa McFarlane, who had a lot to do with it and facilitated it, would like to say congratulations to all her efforts. And on today's show, though, which is a bonus interview, we are talking with an artist called John Pulley about his sustainable arts practice. Welcome to the Boldness, John. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good today, pretty good.
Are there people that have been very important part of your arts journey that you would like to acknowledge before we start?
Yes, there's Uncle Boots, an Aboriginal elder, also Auntie Joyce. They've been very influential with helping me get through the prejudice that happens with people with disabilities, as you can appreciate. Also teachers like Connie Manuel and Karen Luggett, if you know, and they've been really helpful as teachers that I've had at Melbourne Polytech. So let's try to acknowledge these people for in front of everyone, by the way. So it's really been fantastic to know them.
Yep, and so they're being a big part of you becoming an artist, John. Now, what sort of artist are you?
Well, I'm a gesso drawer and a sustainable printmaker.
A sustainable printmaker.
Yes.
Right now, is that, can you go into a little bit more further where you think you said you're a Jetson?
No, gesso drawer.
A gesso drawer. What is a gesso drawer?
Drawer that draws not from sight, not from actual images, but from the spirit, from deep in the soul. You know what I mean? It's almost like the soul singers. So they sing from the soul. Well, I draw from the soul. So this is a gesso drawer for you.
Right, so that comes out of your imagination, so you're not actually sketching an object somewhere.
No, you may use an object as a reference, as but a you don't actually draw it accurately. You draw it as it feels, the feeling that it gives you.
Right, and you go, John.
And a sustainable printmaker, well, that's a bit of story, I'll try and cut it short for you. Basically, I use, instead of using copper or zinc or lead for printing on, I use milk cartons. So the people give me the milk cartons. So being on the pension, as you can appreciate, you can't afford to buy copper all the time, and copper can be a bit dirty and a bit dangerous and all that. So by using milk cartons, you can do the print on them, and they are reusable. You can reuse the thing. So that's the sustainable printmaking in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, that's actually what it is. I'm really, really glad that you've clarified that. Now, is it as part of your arts practice, have you exhibited anywhere or been part of group exhibitions or solo exhibitions?
Yeah, I've all through my arts life, I've been part of art exhibitions, even going back to 69 Smith Street. I don't know if you remember those or not, but from then to Arts Access, which I came after that, then from there to Melbourne Polytech. So they've been really helpful to me. I can't mention the guy's name, but a very influential guy got me an interview at Melbourne Polytech and got me into Melbourne Polytech, and I'm really grateful to him. Unfortunately, because of his position, I can't mention his name. You can appreciate that, I hope. But I've been there since 2017, and I've just got my second year of advanced diploma.
Excellent. So, doing some training, but let's actually go through. Now, what when you're saying 69 Smith Street?
Yeah, that was an art gallery, former art gallery.
A former art gallery? Is it still an art?
They had some, management problems, and they had to close the doors.
Right, sure. And then part of the next part of your journey was with Arts Access Victoria. What did you do with Arts Access Victoria, John?
They had a number of exhibitions I had with them, and they had a number of times when they got together and helped me out, and he got me on the road. And also, I don't know if you remember her or not, but Fiona Cook, do you remember Fiona?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to do a little bit of disclosure here, listeners, and all the people that have joining us tonight. I had a lot to do with Arts Access Victoria as part of my creative practice. And I do know there was a woman called Fiona Cook who was a CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Fiona Cook. And Fiona started to get a lot of artists with disability involved with Arts Access Victoria, where it became focused on more about having disability artists, having a lot of input into Arts Access Victoria, providing opportunities like as a peak body where people with a disability who were creative could go into Arts Access Victoria and talk to them about their dreams and their ideals. What are your recollections of Arts Access Victoria, John?
Well, I remember very much Fiona. She helped get me an exhibition at the gallery in Deer Park called The Hunt Club, and Michael Shield, which is the person in charge of the arts for the Brimbank Council, he was able to get with Fiona and work out the terms and conditions of the art exhibition. In fact, it was a sellout show, so that shows you how much Fiona had influence on what was going on.
Yep. Oh, yes, Fiona was very, very important. Now, so with your further training, the next stage of your career in art was that you started studying at Polytech at
Melbourne Polytechnic at Preston.
Now, what's the name of your course that you're studying?
Advanced Diploma in Creative Product Development.
Right. And is that to do sustainable printmaking?
Well, my product is prints of animals at the zoos. And I use my method of sustainable printmaking in presenting prints of these animals. This is my project.
Right, so about animals. Now, John, we've briefly touched on this briefly a little bit earlier on the interview. Now, what are the types of – can we go into a bit more depth about the types of materials that you use as part of the sustainable arts practice? There was the milk crates?
Yeah, there's paper, which I use, which is good quality paper. There's ink, which is water-soluble and environmentally safe inks, phone books, which are old phone books, so they're throwing them out. I've got plenty of use. If people got phone books, I'll bring them my way because I've got plenty of use for the old phone books. And a printing press, which is a manual printing press, and that doesn't use electricity. So you see how I'm using all methods possible so that it has the lowest footprint possible.
So that's the lowest carbon footprint possible that you're actually getting through. So it's safe to say that you're actually very, very in tune with the environment about making the sustainable arts practice.
Yes, that's true.
So, well, is that at this point, we're now going to play some community service announcements.
Sure.
And then we're going to continue talking with John Pulley about what is a sustainable arts practice and some very exciting news, which is part of Disability Pride Month. There is an exhibition John will be exhibiting at, but we're going to play the community service announcements first. Welcome back to The Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. We're talking tonight with an artist called John Pulley, who has a sustainable arts practice, and it's very, very exciting. And John has been talking about the types of materials he uses as part of his arts practice, about making sure that he has as little of a carbon footprint as possible. Now, John, with this, why is it important to be environmentally friendly?
Right, because this planet is the only planet we've got. Let's face it, if we poison the planet, we poison ourselves. And I don't think we're going to get to Mars in my lifetime. Not to say it won't happen, but it won't happen in my lifetime. And I don't want to destroy the beauty of the Earth that we have.
Right. Okay. So basically, is that one of the reasons that you've got a sustainable arts practice is because you actually care deeply about what happens to people, the places that we actually live here, for the future generations that come behind.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Yep, and so that's actually very, very, very important to be environmentally friendly. Now, how many artists are you aware of that also may have a sustainable arts practice?
I don't know any.
Right, so basically you're like a pioneer. You're like a pioneer in this field, the sustainable arts practice. And so do you think by your actions of developing a sustainable arts practice, it will help influence other people to follow what you're doing?
I think it will, and I hope it does.
You hope that it does, right?
Yes, I hope that it does. I've been told, off the record, I've been told this, that a couple of the lecturers at MIT were doing about sustainable practices from their university, so it's come through to a few people, so that's really good. I don't know by name, but I've just known by what they've told me about these people, which is really good.
Well, is that, John, is I actually did speak with one of the facilitators/lecturers at Melbourne Polytechnique at Preston about a sustainable arts practice, and it's during examination time. So unfortunately, they were not able to join us today. But he did say that he actually had learned a few things from yourself about what it meant and why it was actually very, very important. Now, John, how do you actually recycle arts materials?
Well, I make sure that the materials I use are clean and tidy, a bit of tissue paper, make sure there's no dirt on them and things like this. So I use them right up to the very end. I have trays, which I get from food bank, which I get food trays, and if the inks I've got, I leave them in the food tray and put them in the fridge so these can stay a lot longer time and things like this, so I'm not wasting anything in that way. I also recycle packaging as well, and I use the packaging with my different materials that I have, and I'm able to use them that way, which is really good, and things like that, which is really fantastic.
And John, one of the materials you use, you mentioned earlier, it was a special type of paper which is water soluble, which means
It's inks that are water soluble. Inks that I use on the paper.
The inks are water soluble, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, is ink traditionally something that can be recycled, or does it need to have some sort of treatment to it so people can use it again?
It needs just a touch of water to it and then mix it again, because it's originally a solid piece. The originally ink wasn't in a bottle or things like that. It was like a piece of chalk, by the way. And you used to have a stone, which you used to turn it on a stone, and the ink would come out. So when it comes dry, you can re-water it down again.
Well, it sounds like you... Well, it sounds like you've done a bit of research to make sure that your arts practice is sustainable by learning more about what to use what is being environmentally friendly to make sure that there isn't things that are just added to the hard rubbish, which take a long, long time to break down at the waste transfer stations.
Yes, I've done that.
Yep. Now, John, is that you've got there's an exhibition coming up at Melbourne Polytechnic at Preston. What's it called? And tell us about it.
Well, it's called the Midway Show. And what it is students who have done or doing their advanced diploma, it's the midway in their course so that they can show the public and other people what they've done, where they've come from, where they're heading, and where they are now. So gives you an idea of what they've done about.
Right. Well, now,
can I mention one artist, by the way, who's there, not just myself, but there's an artist called Jo Joyce, and she's a brilliant artist. If people come to the exhibition, I don't mind it be advertising, but come with their wallets because she's got one in a million works.
Right. Joy, is. I hope that you're listening to John's endorsement of your work there and encouraging people to go out and see. Now, I'm actually going to read some information out about the Midway Show in 2025. Sure. The Midway Show 2025 is an exhibition that features work of our talented students from the Advanced Diploma of Creative Product Development. There is a diverse range of disciplines on show, from serialism to abstraction, and from illustration to manage art. The student displays capture the important developmental and structural work that goes into a body of work, specifically creative the artist's self-directed projects during the first half of the year. On display, you will find artworks at all stages of development, from concepts, sketches, and experiments to final works. Now, John, what's the address of the exhibition?
The address of the exhibition is 77 St. George's Road, Preston. I advise the people not to take a car, but to go either by train to Preston Station and walk back, or by bus, 903 bus, to the stop just past St. George's Road stop on Bell Street. The next stop is at Bruce Street. Get off there and you're right next door to Building A, which is where the exhibition's held.
Right, and there's also a really important reason to catch public transport there, because not only is the parking difficult, by catching public transport, it's actually probably much better for the environment, looking after it, and it's actually supporting John Pulley with his sustainable arts practice, making sure there's a better planet for everybody in the future. Right, John?
Yes, exactly right.
Yep. Now, just to wind it all up here, how can people find out more about your arts practice? What's your website, or are you on social media or Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. So you find out more about me on Instagram, by the way. So
John, what's the name of your account on Instagram so people can find it?
PULIJOHN77.
Right.
That's the account for Instagram.
Yep. Right. And sort of like that's where they can actually have a look to see more of your work. And are you going to be at the exhibition in person?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Now, John, what date does the exhibition open?
The 24th July, I think it is.
That's right. It does open on the 24th of July.
Lunchtime.
That means that people can go to Melbourne Polytechnic, Preston, at St. George's Road on the 24th of July to see the Midway exhibition, and they can see all the artists' work out there, meet a few of the artists in person. And when does the exhibition finish?
That I don't know. It's about a couple of weeks, I think.
Right. No problem. Well, I would like to thank our guest this evening, John Pulley, for giving up his time to share with listeners about his sustainable arts practice. Thank you very much for your time, John.
Okay, thanks for that.